Some great music, don't they? The Beach Boys, and that's the song there on Caroline. It was called Lady Linda. Right, if you're driving on the roads today, well, you make sure you take it very, very easily, okay? A couple of problems. On the M25, there's always problems on that motorway, isn't there? In Kent, there's lane closures between junctions 6 and 5 that's going to cause delays. Also on the M25 in Hertfordshire, lane closures between junctions 18 and 19. On the same motorway in Buckinghamshire, lane closures southbound between junctions 21 and 23, and northbound between junctions 17 and 16. On the M20 in Kent, there's a contraflow operation between junctions 7 and 8.
Feelings just began to come alive, and we all know what we're thinking deep inside. But I feel I might be getting old. Every day it seems to get more cold.
On that M25, isn't there? It's only been open a couple of years, and by crikey. They should have finished it, really, before they opened it, shouldn't they? Never mind. Unless some more travel news just before 8 o'clock. Right, today, cloudy with some showers at first, sunny spells later. Cool today, with a maximum temperature of just 18 degrees Celsius, and the winds northwesterly light to moderate. Sea condition at the moment slight, the visibility's good. Caroline 558.
Search patrol hunting Charlie down. It was in the jungle wars of 65. My weapon jammed and I got stuck way out and all alone. And I could hear the enemy moving in close outside. Just then I heard a twig snap and I grabbed my empty gun. And I dug in scared while I counted down my fate. And then a big marine, a giant with a pair of friendly eyes, appeared there at my shoulder and said, wait. When he came in close beside me, he said, don't worry, son, I'm here. If Charlie wants to tangle now, he'll have two to dodge. on. I told him my name and asked him his, and he said the boys just call me Camouflage. Side by side we took our battle stance, and I wondered how the bullets missed this man, 'cause they seemed to go right through him, just as if he wasn't there. And the morning we both took a chance and ran, and it was near the riverbank when the ambush came on top of us, and I thought it was the end and we were had. Then a bullet with my name on it came buzzing through a bush, and that big Marine, he just swatted with his hand, just like it was a fly. Whoa, camouflage, things are never quite the way they seem. Whoa, camouflage, this was an awful Marine. And I knew there was something weird about him, 'cause when I turned around, he was pulling a big palm tree right up out of the ground and swatting those Charlies with it from here to Kingdom Come. When he led me out of danger, I saw my camp and waved goodbye. He just winked at me from the jungle and then was gone. And when I got back to my HQ, I told him about my night and the battle I'd spent with a big Marine named Camouflage. When I said his name, a soldier gulped and a medic took my arm and led me to a green tent on the right. He said, "You may be telling true, boy, but this here is Camouflage, and he's been right here since he passed away last night. In fact, he's been here all week long." But before he went, he said Semper Fi, and said his only wish was to save a young Marine caught in a barrage. So here, take his dog tag, son, I know he wants you to have it now. And we both said a prayer for a big Marine named Camouflage. Quite the way they seem. Whoa, camouflage, this was an awfully big Marine.
There appears to be a wedding taking place in England today. So congratulations to the happy couple. I remember the last time there was a royal wedding. I said to my girlfriend, a couple of weeks ago, "Where were you when the last royal wedding took place?" And she said, "I was at home, Johnny, waving my hair." I said, "That's stupid. This time, remember to wave a flag." It's a good one, that, wasn't it? Oh, we think of all the funny jokes on this station. 21 minutes to 8. Good morning from Caroline.
When there's nothing but a slow glowing dream, that your fear seems to hide deep inside your mind. All alone I have cried, silent tears full of pride, in a world made of stone.
Caroline 558 from the North Sea. Good morning to you if you're just getting out of bed. Nice day out here. The sun is shining and I think it's going to be a pleasant day. I really do. Hope so. Anyway, Dallas is on the telly later on. Right, time now is 17 minutes to 8. You in there, mate?
Get into the outdoor life in comfort this summer in a Caroline sweatshirt. Whether you're scaling the Alps or sailing in the Mediterranean, a Caroline sweatshirt gives you the freedom to enjoy life. Available now from Superior Leisurewear in small, medium, large and extra large sizes. For your Caroline sweatshirt, send cash, cheque or money order for £9.99 to Superior Leisurewear, Box 188, London, Southwest 15. That's cash, cheque or money order for £9.99 to Superior Leisurewear, Box 188, London, Southwest 15. Enjoy life in comfort in your Caroline sweatshirt.
Announcing the Top 40 Roadshow in your town soon. Dance to your favourite Top 40 hits, plus special guests and top DJs at Europe's biggest roadshow. This and every Saturday in July and August, the Top 40 Roadshow will be at the prestigious Busby's Discotheque, Charing Cross Road, London, near the junction with Oxford Street, opposite Centre Point. Admission is just £6. There are three licensed bars. Doors are open from 10 p.m. right through to 3 a.m. Busby's operates a smart dress code, so no jeans or trainers, please. Remember, you can see the West End's best light and laser show and dance to your favourite Top 40 hits. This and every Saturday at the Top 40 Roadshow. Busby's, Charing Cross Road, London.
Nothing is moving as I speed from town to town.
really hope the breakfast is going down well today. You'd never guess what I had for breakfast yesterday. Absolutely true, this. I kid you not. I made myself a curry for breakfast. It was lovely as well. Curry first thing in the morning. Shocking, isn't it? It's 11 minutes now to 8, Caroline 558. Hello to Jeff. Good morning to you, Jeff. Jeff Steeler, in fact, of Sundown Avenue, Dunstable in Bedfordshire. And Jeff asked me to play a record between 7.30 and 8 for Diane. And the message, Diane, is Jeff says he must be bananas. And also hello to Clive Bedwell. Did you see her when she was appearing in Dempsey and Makepeace a couple of months ago? Oh, she's a good actress, isn't she? And she can certainly sing as well. That was called Can the Can. Well, we'll be bottling the brew later on. More GBH will be bottled here on board the Ross Revenge. Actually, I think we're going to make some more GBH as well. We will, in fact, be renaming the GBH shortly. Thank you very much for all your nice suggestions for a new name for our homebrew here on board the Ross Revenge. Also on Friday, I'll be announcing the winner of our Latin Quarter video competition. That's coming up this Friday. All on Caroline 558. 8 minutes to eight, let's go back to the 60s. Remember the Hollies in this song.
Riding along on a carousel, trying to catch up to you. Riding along on a carousel, will I catch up to you? Horses chasing, fighting for their places, just get in the way.
Remember that one, On a Carousel, the Hollies? There it is, going round and round. That was from the 60s. Ooh! They were great days, the 60s, weren't they? Remember the flower power? 5-8 to Liverpool with the Bangles. Lots more music here on Caroline right after the 8 o'clock news. That was Going Down to Liverpool and, of course, the Bengals. Right, well, we've got a couple of minutes in hand. Let's just take a look at some of the travel news this morning. If you're driving on the motorways, expect delays on the M1 between junctions 1 and 2, 7 and 9, and junctions 11 and 15. Also between junctions 20 and 21. That's on the M1. On the M2, there's a contraflow operation between junctions 5 and 6. In Surrey, on the M3, there's a contraflow in the area of junction 4. And on the M4, there's lane closures between junctions 16 and 17. On the M18, on Humberside, there's a contraflow operation between junctions 6 and 7. Just take a look at the M25 once again. Always problems on that motorway. In Kent, there's lane closures between junctions 6 and 5. And in Hertfordshire, lane closures between junctions 18 and 19. On the M25 in Buckinghamshire, there's lane closures southbound between junctions 21 and 23. And northbound between junctions 17 and 16. A couple of other motorways on the M27, Hampshire, there's lane closures between junctions 1 and 3, and on the M40, Oxfordshire, single lane traffic operations between junctions 6 and 7. Wherever you're driving today, you take it easy, okay? There's also going to be problems, obviously, around the London area. The weather forecast, cloudy with scattered showers and a little brighter this afternoon, a maximum temperature of 18 degrees Celsius. The outlook continuing a little bit on the unsettled sort of way. That's the weather on Caroline.
Millions of listeners tune into Radio Caroline Weekly. Let them hear your advertising message. Did you know that every advertiser on Radio Caroline has benefited from an increase in sales and business? Join the ever-growing list of advertisers and share in that success. Find out more about advertising on Radio Caroline by contacting the Radio Caroline sales office at Post Office Box 118, New York 11518, USA, or telephone the New York area code 516-599-7030.
On 558 kilohertz, this is Radio Caroline. It's now 8 o'clock.
Radio Caroline News, brought to you by Newsweek magazine.
The Caribbean island of Montserrat has joined the boycott of the Commonwealth Games in Edinburgh in the row over sanctions against South Africa. There are now only 27 of the 58 countries originally planned taking part. Doubts are still being expressed over whether Canada, with the second largest team, will compete. The Canadian government is under mounting pressure at home to pull out. China has expelled the New York Times journalist Mr. John Burns, who was detained last Thursday on suspicion of spying. The new China news agency says that Mr. Burns, who is British, had been ordered out because he went to areas forbidden to foreigners. A British teacher has been killed in an accident on a glacier in Norway whilst trying to rescue a pupil who fell into a crevasse. The dead man, Mr. Barry Daniel, was in charge of a party from St. Peter's School in York. The pupil, 17-year-old Claire Summers, was taken to hospital. A Belfast man has been shot and wounded in an incident in the city early this morning. The man is Roman Catholic and in his 20s. Gunmen fired at him as he was walking in the Ligonier area of the city. The incident happened in North Belfast, where three Roman Catholic men have been killed in the past 2 weeks. Two French agents convicted in connection with the sinking of the Greenpeace ship Rainbow Warrior in Auckland Harbour a year ago have arrived at an airbase in French Polynesia. Under a settlement worked out by the United Nations, the two agents were released into French custody after serving only part of a 10-year jail sentence for manslaughter in New Zealand. They'll be confined to the South Pacific island of Hull for at least 3 years. France has paid New Zealand more than £4 million compensation over the affair and has also sent a formal apology. Mexico's finance minister has signed an agreement with the International Monetary Fund, which is expected to lead to new aid for the country, totaling several thousand million dollars. In turn, Mexico has undertaken to cut its budget deficit, return some state-owned corporations to the private sector, introduce tax reforms, and liberalize trade policy to allow greater foreign investment in the country. Under the deal, Mexico will receive loans of more than $1,500 million from the IMF over the next 18 months. Finally, crowds have been gathering in central London for the wedding later today of Prince Andrew to Miss Sarah Ferguson. Some people stayed up all night to secure a position along the route of the royal procession to Westminster Abbey. The wedding itself is due to begin just after 11:30. For Caroline International, this is Kevin Turner.
That was Radio Caroline News, brought to you by Newsweek, the international news magazine.
Lotto 649. Caroline presents this week's winning 649 numbers.
In the Lotto 649 draw for Wednesday the 9th of July, the winning numbers were 16, 24, 25, 36, 44 and 45. The bonus number was 18. And in the draw on Saturday, July the 12th, the winning numbers were 7, 17, 20, 30, 33 and 43. The bonus was 49. For Lotto 649 prize details, stay tuned to Caroline.
Talking away, no, I don't know.
Is it true what they say about Norwegians? I don't know, but they can certainly sing. That was Aha, that was Take On Me, Caroline 558, 7 minutes past eight, and it's the final hour of the Old Lewis happening today. Woo-hoo!
Good morning to you, Sarah.
Morning!
We're having fun this morning on the North Sea. Hope you're enjoying the programme. This is Steve Winwood. Hello to Colin Baker of Fleetwood. Hello to you, Colin. Thank you very much for your letter. Actually, Colin's enclosed a headline from the Liverpool Daily Post. Quite a funny headline as well. Make of it what you will. The headline reads, "No water, so firemen improvised."
You went away and left me long time ago. Now you're knocking on my door. Goodbye. And now you're
I hear you knocking, Dave Edmonds, Caroline 558. Now, request here for 8:10 to about 8:25. Well, it's 14 minutes after 8. This one comes from Bill of Thrush Lane, Wellingborough in North Hants. Hello to you, Bill. He says, I wonder if you could wish Barbara a happy birthday for me. Bill, of course we can. That's what we're here for, my lad. Anyway, you say, tell her that I love her very, very much and hope she has a nice day on her 40th birthday. Well, Barbara, happy birthday to you. Sorry we missed it yesterday, but we did lose the letter, but we've found it now. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Barbara. Happy birthday to you. It's not many people I sing for. This is Lionel Richie and his current song.
What is happening here? Something's going on that's not quite clear.
Barbara, have a nice day. That's from Bill. And of course, with regards from all on board. 18 minutes past 8 from Caroline, 558.
Spin, it's fresh, it's intelligent. The most tired, complacent music press. A magazine without the politics, but in love with rock and roll.
This this August bank holiday weekend, spend a fantastic two nights in London for only £33.
Touch of Class Tours are offering Radio Caroline listeners a bargain weekend, staying at the Norfolk Plaza Hotel in Hyde Park, just minutes away from Oxford Street and London's nightlife.
This special price of just £33 per person, sharing a twin room, includes two nights accommodation, continental breakfast and discounts at over 100 restaurants, shops, hairdressers and nightclubs.
Send a check, postal order or money order to Touch of Class Tours, 5 Almay Square, London, NW8, or call 01723-9994.
Book now and give your holiday weekend a touch of class.
As a special bonus, if you book before August the 5th, you'll also get a free London sightseeing tour.
John Lewis.
Getting up. and good morning to you. It's a lovely day. Well, it certainly is here on the North Sea. Hardly a cloud in the sky, and the sun is shining, and oh, it's looking gorgeous. It really is. Let's keep our fingers crossed and hope it stays that way for the rest of the day. 24 minutes past 8 from Caroline 558, and this is Stevie Wonder. Some music from Dire Straits here. Just before we play this record, let me just have a final look at this morning's travel. The M62 in Humberside, there's restrictions at junctions with the M18. On the M45 Northamptonshire westbound lane closures there, and on the M3 expect big delays in Surrey. There's a contraflow in operation at junction 4. In Kent on the M20, there's a contraflow operation between junctions 7 and 8. And finally this morning on the M25, always problems there In Kent, there's lane closures between junctions 6 and 5. In Hertfordshire, lane closures between junctions 18 and 19. Finally, on the M25 in Buckinghamshire, lane closures southbound between junctions 21 and 23 and northbound between junctions 17 and 16. Steer clear of London today as well. There's a wedding taking place there. As if you didn't know. Ooh. On with the music. This is Dire Straits.
Look at them yo-yos. That's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working. That's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your checks are free. Now that ain't working. That's the way you do it. Let me tell you. Damn guys ain't dumb. Maybe get a blister on your little finger. Maybe get a blister on your thumb. We got to install microwave ovens. Custom kitchen deliveries. We got to move these refrigerators. We got to move these color TVs. Move, move. Mama, she got it thicken in the cameraman. Oh, look at her, so. And he's up there. What's that? Hawaiian noises. He's banging on the bundles like a chimpanzee. Oh, that ain't working. That's the way you do it. Get your money for nothing. Get your chicks for free. We got to install microwave oven. Custom kitchen delivery. We got to move these refrigerators. We got to move these color TVs. Listen here, now, that ain't working. That's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working. That's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Money for nothing.
The video to that record. Really clever, wasn't it? Dire Straits, Money for Nothing, Caroline 558. It's 8:32 right now. The weather forecast for today, cloudy with scattered showers. Going to be a little brighter this afternoon. Maximum temperature, a cool 18 degrees Celsius. Overnight showers dying out, becoming dry, with a low falling to 9 degrees Celsius. The wind's northwesterly and light to moderate. The sea conditions at the moment are slight, and the visibility is good. All in all, not looking too bad for this July. July the 23rd. It's a Wednesday, midweek edition of The Breakfast Show with Johnny till 9.
I have nothing to do on this hot afternoon but to settle and write you a line. I've been meaning to phone you but for Minnesota. Hell, it's been a very long time. You wear it well. A little old-fashioned, but that's all right. I sure do want you.
Little tune that one. It's nice, isn't it? You obviously like it because it's in the charts. UB40 there, Carol, one sing our own song. 20 minutes to 9, Caroline 558. Let's say hello to all the hard-working mums. Probably working a lot harder than normal now because of all the school kiddies being on holiday. All right for some, isn't it, eh? All the school kiddies being on holiday. Mind you, I must confess, I enjoy it when they're on holiday because the television stations seem to show all these Gerry Anderson things. And I'm a Gerry Anderson freak. Watching Captain Scarlet yesterday. Do you remember that one? It's a record for all the hard-working mums. Hazel O'Connor.
You drink your coffee and I sip my tea. And we're sitting here playing so cool, thinking, what? what will be But it's getting kind of late now Oh, I wonder if you'll stay now Stay now, stay now, stay now Or will you just politely say goodnight
45 if you like it in digits, Caroline 558. Just say hello to Debs, Debs of Rogers Close, Ellsworth in Cambridge. Thanks very much, Debs, for all your letters. Goodness me, yes, you've been sending me all sorts of letters, and nice ones at that. Thanks very much for all the kisses at the bottom of them as well. Play that last record for you.
Hey, don't just sit there and be a square. Summer school holidays don't have to be boring. If you've ever dreamed of having the adventure of a lifetime, dream no more. Now there's a holiday specially designed for us teenagers.
Camp Bowman!
Adventure holidays!
Mini motor!
motorbikes, ride a pony, shoot an arrow, video a film, capsize a canoe, program a robot, DJ a disco, sail a boat, scuba dive, and learn to drive.
Camp Bowman!
It's all at a centre near you. Go for it. Ring 0480 56123 now for a free colour brochure. And enter the draw for a free trip to Disneyland.
Camp Beaumont are the biggest and best, so ring them now on 0480 56123. Camp Beaumont, where the action is this summer.
Camp Beaumont!
In the Lotto 649 draw on Wednesday, July the 9th, the jackpot of $1,431,711 was won by one lucky person. Seven people shared the second prize, each receiving $85,314. And 375 entrants shared the third prize and are all now $1,219 the richer. On Saturday, July the 12th, the jackpot was shared by three people who each collected $733,839. Six winners of the second prize are all now $138,614 better off. And 258 third prize winners each received $2,465. Get amongst the winners. Enter Lotto 649 today.
Radio Caroline.
Thank you.
Fallon and the Angel, and that was called Slow Down. 9 minutes away from 9, Caroline 558. Final 9 minutes of the program. Then it's Peter Phillips. He was taking you right through the morning till the afternoon. And at 1 o'clock, Kevin Turner through the afternoon. Now some music from Lionel Richie. Time for a couple more on the program. This is Running with the Night.
We had to get out before. I'm the meaning of stylist, and tonight I'm with the boss. But you win or you lose, and it's them who choose. And if you don't win, then you've lost. What a good place to be. Don't believe it. It's never done the argument. No, it's a lover, died up with a boss. Following in footsteps, overgrown by moss. And he loves me, with women born trees. And if you catch him right, they will land upon the knees. Where they open all the wallets, and they close all the minds. And they love to buy you all a drink. And if we ask all the questions, and you take all your clothes up and back to the kitchen sink. What a good place to be. Don't believe it. Speak a different language and it's never been the argument. Don't believe it. Oh no. Cause it's never been the argument. No, you won't. Oh, oh, oh. What a good place to be. Don't believe it.
Right, I have some bad news for you, or some good news. It's time to go. There is no more. I'll be back again though tomorrow between 5 and 9, so look forward to your company then. We'll have more of the same, some humour, some good records, and a bit of banter between the records as well. So you look forward to your company sometime between 5 and 9 tomorrow. Have a nice day today, and stand by, Peter Phillips coming up very shortly.
Time you switch to Radio Caroline and match today's listening pattern? Join in the success with dozens of other advertisers and make Radio Caroline part of your advertising budget. Telephone the Radio Caroline sales office on New York area code 516-599-7030 or write to Radio Caroline at Post Office Box 118, New York 11518, USA.
On 558 kilohertz, this is Radio Caroline. It's 9 o'clock. Radio Caroline News, brought to you by Newsweek magazine.
The Israeli Prime Minister, Mr. Shimon Peres, has had a second round of talks in Morocco with King Hassan. Although there's no official silence on the talks, informed sources describe them as purely exploratory, and there's a suggestion that a new Middle East peace plan is being discussed. King Hassan, who is chairman of the Arab League, has no mandate from any other Arab states. Criticism of the talks in the Arab world has continued. Only Egypt has expressed support for Morocco. The South African Foreign Minister, Mr. Pik Botha, has welcomed parts of the speech President Reagan made in Washington last night, in which he restated his opposition to sanctions against Pretoria. Mr. Botha approved of the President's condemnation of terrorist attacks by the African National Congress and his warning of the suffering sanctions would cause. Mr. Botha said millions of people would starve if foreign workers were sent home from South Africa. The British Foreign Secretary, Sir Geoffrey Howe, is due to arrive in the country this morning. A Belfast man has been shot and wounded in an incident in the city early this morning. The man is Roman Catholic and in his 20s. Gunmen fired at him as he was walking in the Ligonier area of the city. The incident happened in North Belfast, where three Roman Catholic men have been killed in the past 2 weeks. A British teacher has been killed in an accident on a glacier in Norway whilst trying to rescue a pupil who fell into a crevasse. The dead man, Mr. Barry Daniel, was in charge of a party from St. Peter's School in York. The pupil, 17-year-old Claire Summers, was taken to hospital. Mexico's finance minister has signed an agreement with the International Monetary Fund, which is expected to lead to new aid for the country, totaling several thousand million dollars. In turn, Mexico has undertaken to cut its budget deficit, return some state-owned corporations to the private sector, introduce tax reforms, and liberalize trade policy to allow greater foreign investment in the country. Under the deal, Mexico will receive loans of more than $1,500 million from the IMF over the next 18 months. Finally, crowds are gathering in central London for the wedding later today of Prince Andrew to Miss Sarah Ferguson. Some people stayed up all night to secure a position along the route of the royal procession to Westminster Abbey. Buckingham Palace has confirmed that Prince Andrew is to be made Duke of York, an honour traditionally bestowed on the monarch's second son. The wedding service itself is due to begin just after 11:30. For Caroline International, this is Kevin Turner.
That was Radio Caroline News, brought to you by Newsweek, the international news magazine.
my way.